This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Monday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. A member of the National Public Health Emergency Team says too many people see wriggle room in the current Level 5 restrictions. It comes as Gardaí ramp up their enforcement of the Public Health Act. This is how we reported that story earlier today.
A Cork GP and member of NPHET believes not enough is being done to stop the spread of COVID-19 and there is too much movement nationwide. It comes as the chief medical officer has once again appealed to employers to allow staff to work from home if they can. There have been 2,944 more cases of COVID-19, including 306 cases in Cork, and 13 more patients have died. There are 162 confirmed cases of COVID at Cork University Hospital. It's the most of any hospital in the country. That figure includes 16 people in the hospital's intensive care unit. Dr. Tony Houlihan is asking people to stay at home, saying there's no group who should feel the public health advice doesn't apply to them. Dr. Mary Favier is a member of NPHET and is COVID-19 advisor to the Irish College of General Practitioners. She says this lockdown isn't the same as the first one.
I think we're not doing enough and there's still too much movement. Anybody who's out, like when I go to work this morning now after this interview, I'll notice the traffic on the road is still heavier and faster and more of it than there was in March of last year. So something is happening this year that's different to March. And it's because more people are going to work. More people are seeing that there's some wriggle room.
Gardaí say the results of a post-mortem will determine the course of their investigation following the discovery of the body of a woman in the city. The 57-year-old woman who lives alone was discovered by her son yesterday afternoon. This is how that story was covered in our morning bulletins.
The assistant state pathologist is due to carry out a post-mortem on the body of a woman found dead at her home in the city yesterday. Gardaí requested the services of the state pathologist as a precautionary measure after the 57-year-old was discovered at her home in Bishopstown. There are no signs of forced entry to the house and it's understood the woman may have suffered a fall. A technical exam will take place at the house today.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport. And Jurgen Klopp says he's confident Liverpool will find their winning form again as they were held to a goalless draw by Premier League leaders Manchester United. It was the fourth top flight game without a victory for the champions. They've now gone three matches without a goal. There's still 3 points adrift of United in the table, but the Liverpool boss says he's happy with their position.
For me, it's not too important where are we in the moment. It's important that we have points and that we are around this group. It's not about if we don't become champion, then it's not fun anymore. So that's not like it is. So we just fight for everything. And I saw that tonight again. And that's all I need.
There's one game tonight. Arsenal host Newcastle at the Emirates. That's from 8. Cork's Breed Stack is set to make a full recovery. The 11-time All-Ireland winner with the Rebels suffered a serious injury in the final minute of the Greater Western Sydney Giants pre-season game yesterday. Stack's first game in Australia since moving there before Christmas. Spinal precaution protocols were followed while Stack was treated on the field for 30 minutes before being moved to hospital by paramedics. Scans have revealed the 7-time All-Star has a stable fracture of the C7 vertebra with no injury to the surrounding nerves. The injury doesn't require surgery, but the All-Ireland winner will have to wear a neck brace in the short term. Stack will make a full recovery but will be in the brace for 6 weeks and is unlikely to feature for the Giants in their AFLW campaign. She'll remain in Australia to complete her rehab.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
And I suppose it's well and truly bedded in now, homeschooling, because we're like a week into it at this stage, aren't we?
Yeah, well, some of us are longer than a week into it.
I know. It's extra difficult with children who need extra care.
Yeah, so I saw the primetime show that was just voicing the struggles that parents are having with the homeschooling at the moment. And I suppose it really just struck a chord as a parent of a little boy with additional needs.
I know.
How difficult it is for us that we have to do this sometimes for years while we're waiting for school places because there is such a severe lack of special schools and of special class places.
How old is your lad now?
My little boy is 5. Now he has a dual diagnosis, which makes it even more difficult for us to get him a school place. So he has an intellectual disability, but he also has an autism diagnosis, which means that there's very few schools he can actually attend. So he needs to attend a special school.
What would that be, for instance? Give me an example of where that might be.
So when he was diagnosed with his second diagnosis, you know, you get recommendations for their education. So they tell you, you know, they write it in the report where they can and can't go to school. So he was recommended for a special school, which basically left us with two schools in the entirety of Cork that he could attend.
Where?
One is Scolcara and the other one is Scolashlin.
And are they full?
And they are full. Right. So at the moment, Scolashlin will not have a place, they told us over the phone, for approximately 5 to 6 years.
Mother of God.
And Cara Junior School, they just sent out a letter. We still haven't gotten a place there. We're on the waiting list. We have been for the last 3 years. And they sent out a letter there recently saying that their waiting lists are now closed for 5 years.
So both of them, 5 years at best.
At best.
So while many other children will be tootling off to primary school if and when they reopen again, your lad has nowhere to go.
Has nowhere to go.